Jason Henderson of the Omaha branch of the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank, one of the keynoters at the OSU Rural Outlook Conference this last Friday in Stillwater, spoke with us just before his presentation to the conferees. We talk with Mr. Henderson along with Sam Knipp of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
As you make this presentation this afternoon to this Rural Outlook Conference, you've had to maybe make a couple of updates on your presentation this morning. It seems like we're in a really a dynamic time as far as all the impacts that can really affect agriculture and rural Oklahoma, rural America.
Yeah, we are in an interesting time where it seems like the information you receive is changing on almost a minute-by-minute basis on certain days. But in general, when you look at the landscape, we're in a modest economic recovery in the United States. And many of the rural areas are actually leading the way, posting stronger job gains. A lot of that is being driven by commodity markets, stronger prices for agricultural commodities, but also stronger prices for energy commodities as well.
So is that a bit unique where the agriculture sector is leading the economy?
Actually, it's not a unique phenomenon. The last two recoveries, rural America has outpaced metro communities in the initial stages of the recovery, where rural communities have had stronger job growth, stronger income growth in the first year after a recession.
The quantitative easing that's being talked about and, of course, announced just in the last, 24, 36 hours now, mm-hmm. What is the, in other words, what are your studies told you about what that's going to do to agriculture, to our commodity prices and the like?
I think in terms of quantitative easing, it's simply expanding the Federal Reserve's balance sheet to stimulate the economy. And we'll be doing this by purchasing longer-term U.S. Treasuries. As we do that, that's going to push down the yields and longer-term interest rates, which should help stimulate demand investment in terms of the U.S. economy. One of the side effects of quantitative easing, what we've seen over the last couple of months as we've talked about it publicly, is that as we increase the supply of money, that pushes down the value of the dollar in the exchange rate. And oftentimes when you have a lower exchange rate, that leads to higher commodity prices, both for energy sides and on agriculture.
Is that because of increased exports primarily?
That is. Lower values of the dollar makes our goods much more affordable overseas, and so that increases the demand for U.S. products, including agricultural and energy commodities.
There's a lot of critics that would say it would be bad news, though, to increase the money supply, which is kind of what they're doing.
Yes. I work for the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, and my bank president has issued his seventh dissent of the year in terms of monetary policy. And his position has been, we also need to think about the long term, the unintended consequences of additional money supply. What does this mean for inflation going forward? But also, I think some of the questions are about when you keep interest rates this low for this long, that is an incentive to allocate resources in a way that you might not do in other normal time periods. So you also need to think about your asset allocations and investment decisions and how lower interest rates for an extended period of time really affect those decisions.
Do you agree with your boss?
What?
Do you agree with your boss?
Yeah, I do agree with my boss. I think in terms of the where we're at in terms of economic conditions, I think in terms of my opinion, we're at a time period where we have a lot of money in the system. And when I think about it, I tend to look at inflation, which is too much money chasing too few goods. We have $2.2 billion in the system. We have a lot of money in the system. The challenge that we're facing right now is what I would consider chasing or velocity. And that, what really impacts that is consumer spending and business investment and bank lending. And so we have to focus, I think, on those three things is how do you get consumers to spend more? How do you get businesses to invest again and hire people so that they have greater incomes to spend more? And how do you get the lending community back involved in terms of lending for those investments?
Quickly, for this region, what's the outlook as far as particularly the agricultural economy from what you're seeing?
I think in terms of the Great Plains regions and the state of Oklahoma, I'm fairly optimistic about the outlook over the next year. I think that the commodity prices are going to remain high and provide some profit opportunities out there. And so I think in terms of this region needs to think about its future is how do we leverage this recovery to build a stronger economy, and how do we go beyond commodities and do more in terms of value-added activity and providing alternative jobs or maybe even more jobs for residents in the state and region.
How long would the ag economy continue to be strong?
I think that there's some long-term demand factors that'll keep prices high for quite some time. And I'm looking at really the developments of the emerging economies overseas. There's stronger income gains. They're choosing to import a lot of agricultural food products. But as their incomes change and rise, I think they're going to switch and not only just increase more, but they're going to consume more processed foods and value-added products. And so we need to think about that future market and how do rural manufacturers take advantage of that and create products to satisfy those changing needs.
Comments from Jason Henderson of the Omaha branch of the Kansas City Federal Reserve as he was getting ready to speak to the OSU Outlook Rural Outlook Conference on Friday afternoon in Stillwater. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.